Com.
I always found it so amusing when the puppets trying to pull the string. I can't believe y'all ain't noticed it. This is my game. I call the shots. I make the move. You're cornered. You're outnumbered. And you're vulnerable. Just the way I like it.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Monday Night Rollins!
Featuring Sir Rockin.
I'm a very cheap man and I enjoy the inexpensive things in life.
And Lindsay Ward. We're scared. I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss. Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Tonight was anyone but you, or anyone but me, something to that effect. I think it was Roman Reigns was going off about things. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Raw Post Show live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll get more into that as we go. I am Sir Rockin. That is Lindsay Ward.
I'm just gonna sit here and, you know, hold my phone up to wave it to the white music because.
It just makes
me happy.
It just makes you want to sway back and forth, doesn't it?
It just makes me want to sway back and forth, you know? Because, honestly, that's all I really remember from tonight's. How sad is that?
That and Kane.
That and Kane, yes. That and Kane, because Kane was amazing.
So let's start with the Wyatt family. We'll get into a few other things as we go along, but Roman Reigns was out talking about his match with, by the way, we're brought to you by PW Mania Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. I can get that plug in really, really fast. And then we can move on. So Roman Reigns was getting the what treatment in Chicago as he was getting cutting his promo when they were trying to make him this sympathetic baby face talking about his daughter and all this fun stuff. And I'm sitting here going, what? Why? This is the wrong thing to do. I just don't really understand why they have to need the field to make Roman Reigns a sympathetic babyface. He's supposed to be the strong, ass-kicking babyface, and they're having him talk about his daughter and all this stuff. It's like, this is not what you want. The crowd's not going to get behind this Roman Reigns. I wasn't.
I think they're trying to take it back to when the feud first started, and I think they're honestly trying to remind people that Bray is the bad guy in all of this.
It didn't work.
It didn't work, because the crowd pretty much no-sold the whole thing. Like, Roman kept pausing for reaction, and it was chirp, 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 chirp,
yeah,
chirp,
there was chirp. There was one moment where he's like, I'm going to destroy him.
Nothing. Just nothing. It was bad. You're just sitting there watching it, and I said, we were on the phone talking, and I said, Bray, you need to get out there. Roman's dying.
Yeah, as the recap I'm reading goes, Bray Wyatt's music played, and the family mercifully walked onto the stage.
Right? Too much ovation and a lot of lights.
A lot of lights, yeah. And one quote was, this isn't boring, baby. This is real life. No, you were reading off the memorized script it was given to you earlier.
We could feel it.
Yeah,
you could tell. It was not him, it was a script.
Yeah. Making him the sympathetic baby face was the wrong move, especially in front of this crowd.
Yeah, you need to have Roman walk out there and be like, I'm sick of this crap, I'm sick of you, I'm sick of your games, I'm sick of all of it, I'm just gonna kill you. Like, we're gonna go to the cell, and only one of us is gonna walk out, and guess what? It's not gonna be you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna make sure you never do this to anybody else ever again, or you never think about doing this to anyone else ever again.
Right, and that's sort of how it finished. She said, you keep saying anyone but you, but anyone but me you want to be locked in the cell with. And that was a strong end, but it just didn't carry through.
It was a strong end, but here's the thing, is it's like, don't, and maybe this is where I read too much into Bray Wyatt, but it's like, the basis of Bray Wyatt is he's a psychopath. The implication is he's a murderous psychopath. I would not be the least bit surprised if there's not a body count on Bray Wyatt, okay? Not surprised. Uh-huh. In the least. He's ripped right from a horror movie. The guy that plays him, his inspiration is Leatherface, for the love of God. So, you know, it's where this character has been pulled from. It's been pulled right from the horror genre. So, again, would not be surprised if the character Bray Wyatt has some kind of body count. If Luke Harper doesn't have one. If Eric Rowan doesn't have one. If Braun Strowman doesn't have one. Especially Braun, you know, when he can keep his boys in. So, because, you know, he's Mr. Man Titties. We have Mr. Man Panties. Now we have Mr. Man Titties.
Shout out to the person who tweeted us Mr. Man Panties this morning.
It's a thing! It's awesome! I love you! Keep doing it! Worldwide phenomenon. Mr. Man Panties.
Yeah.
Started here. So, you know, it's something of Roman's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna tear you apart. I'm gonna rip you apart. You may want to be a little concerned, because here's the thing. Is, yeah, Bray Wyatt, he can hide behind Harper and Strowman and even Rowan all he wants. But Bray Wyatt's proven that he doesn't have to do that. He does it because he can. He doesn't do it because he has to. He's gone in there and he's held his own. He may not have won, but he can deliver an ass whooping when he wants to. And that's the thing, is like, yeah, he's gonna be locked in there with you, but you're gonna be locked in there with them, and you don't know what he's capable of. So, Roman needs to think about that one good and hard. I'm sure Bray is not winning at Hell in a Cell, but I'm sure Bray will get his licks in, as it were.
Yeah. So it led to Strowman versus Roman. They had a solid match with Strowman being badass, throwing him around a bunch of times.
Okay, Strowman threw him around like a rag doll for the majority of the match. Roman got some offense in, not a lot. And the entire time that I'm watching this match, I'm yelling at the television, you weigh 400 pounds, Braun, just sit on him.
That's a fact.
Because he does! He weighs like 400 freaking pounds. Roman can't pick him up. It's like, dude, just sit on him.
Yeah.
So, he can't kick out.
No, he can't. So then the Via can't help. They brawled on the outside. Harper took a Superman punch, and Strowman got knocked over a table. Bray was not happy. Bray and the family taunted Reigns, and they went after him. He escaped the ring, and then Bray wanted him to come in the ring, and Bray Wyatt did follow the buzzards, and then Bray got slapped in the face, and Wyatt was pissed.
I don't know if Wyatt was pissed or encouraged. I'm not entirely sure which. I haven't been able to figure that out. But yeah, it was a nice little segment for the two. It kind of, after the match, it recovered. You know, honestly, this is the first loss hung on Strowman. I think this is actually his first singles match, isn't it?
No, he fought Roman a few weeks back. Didn't he? Or fought Dean, something like that? He fought one of them a few weeks back.
Yeah, okay, so this is his second or third singles match. And if you're gonna have him lose, realistically, you have him lose via count out. I'm okay with that.
Cause I thought they were gonna do something stupid and have him be pinned.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't have him be pinned just yet.
No, it was way too early and I thought they would have done something stupid like that. But they didn't, thankfully.
Thankfully.
To run down a few matches, Nikki Bella beat Naomi.
Brie looked like she took a nasty tumble.
Yeah, she did. And they're trying to tease the tension between Team Bad with the We Want Sasha chance.
What's wrong with wanting Sasha?
Nothing's wrong with wanting Sasha. Everyone wants Sasha, but that's not a reason to break up the team. Just point that out.
Yes, it is. Put Sasha out on her own.
And that's fine, but not the way they're doing it.
Fair enough.
Dudley Boyz beat the Ascension. You blinked, you missed it.
Basically.
Because the fact she blinked, she missed it.
I actually did blink and I missed it. I was sitting here and we were talking and I looked down for like 5 seconds and I looked back up and they were at commercial and then when they came back, Neville was on and I was like, what?
Did the Dudley Boyz win? What?
Yeah, I was like, wait, did I blink or were the Dudley Boyz on TV? And he was like, yeah, you missed it. I'm like, oh.
Oh, okay. Alright.
Whatever.
King Barrett and Sheamus beat Neville and Cesaro.
I am approving of these pairings. I need more of these pairings.
Give them 15 minutes, the match would be awesome.
Basically.
Rusev lost to Ryback. Then, Summer Rae brought up the TMZ story where Lana and Rusev are now engaged. Congratulations.
Congratulations to them. Please God, let this be the end of that horrible storyline.
And then she, well, called him a whipped little boy, said she would never waste another minute of her time on a narcissistic, self-centered, egotistical bastard, and then slapped Rusev.
We kept yelling again, but she didn't.
She didn't listen. Kevin Owens beat Kalisto.
Solid match.
Wanted to see more of it. Charlotte and Becky lost to Brie and Alicia, which was interesting. I'm not sure why you would pin the champion, but okay.
Because you can?
Because you can, yeah. And then we go back all the way to the start of the show, because then... Oh, wait, before we get all the way back to the start of the show, there was the U.S. Open Challenge, which was match of the night. John Cena, Dolph Ziggler, they had a hell of a match.
Oh, yeah.
I will say this. Ziggler, you're not Shawn Michaels. You're the show-off, you're not the show-stopper, okay?
Yeah.
Because he tried to tune up the band, and, well, you missed a kick, that's what happens.
Yeah. Don't pull a Babe Ruth. Just don't. You're not Shawn Michaels, you never will be. Just stop.
Just stop, yeah. So, there you go. Now, going all the way back to the beginning of the show, you had Dean Ambrose welcome us all to Monday Night Raw. He said he's always wanted to do that. He's not going to bore us and said the inmates are running asylum. He wants to fight. Origin comes out. They talk about how they don't trust one another and, well, they both don't like following directions and they're not team players. Luke Harper's a team player. They're not team players. And then out walked the New Day.
Sorry, we didn't mean to break up this heartfelt moment that you're having. But last week on Raw, we slayed. We destroyed. We stood tall. And the only thing that you two can talk about is the Wyatts? I thought you two were supposed to be Ambrose. You did it?
Ambrose, to play on words.
Y'all are in there talking about whatever it is that you're talking about when you need to be talking about the New Day. Because we did the impossible. We took out Dolph Ziggler and redefined the term show off.
We turned him off.
We took out the Dudley Boys. We took them back to Dudleyville and turned Dudleyville into a retirement community.
What's that?
It's a walker.
That's a walker.
And we took out WWE's crowning achievement. We took out John Cena. John, here's the thing. We can see you. We saw you last week laid out in the middle of the ring at the hands of the New Day.
Bare hands.
You see, in just one night, the New Day accomplished more than any other team in history. The New Day accomplished more than any other team ever. Get on our level! Now, Dino, if my memory serves me correctly, the Shield never did that.
And Randy did the Authority?
Oh no!
Did Evolution?
Oh no!
But what about Legacy?
Oh no!
Dang, Randy! How many groups have you been in?
I mean, come on, man. You give a whole new definition to the word grouping.
Got him. We got him.
You see, but the New Day, we not just any old group.
You see, we have a saying, and it goes, out with the old and in with the New Day.
The entire time, Randy was standing there going, try not to laugh, I'm not going 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 to laugh, and he's laughing the entire time.
Basically, yeah.
I love the New Day.
New Day is awesome. When they made the Ambrose joke, Ambrose was like, God damn it.
Yeah. So you had Kane, who we need to reference, was in charge tonight because the Authority was having travel issues and they couldn't make the arena. And we'll get to the rest of it. So it was Randy Orton and Dean Ambrose taking on the New Day, which was a really good match. RKO attempt got shoved in the Ambrose, New Day wins. It was a really good match. So that happened. But yeah, so Kane was in charge of Raw tonight. throughout the night, he would have phone calls with the authority, and they would, you know, sometimes they would hear him, sometimes they wouldn't, and they keep trying to find out what the main event is. And he keeps going, it's me. It's me. Seth Rollins versus, it's me. And they're so confused. And eventually they heard what it is. And it's like, no, you're not going to be doing it. It can't be you. You're not fighting him. The glee on his face the entire night was awesome.
He's having so much fun with this. He's just enjoying the crap out of this. You can tell.
He would pick up his mug and drink it and smile and smirk. It was great.
And, you know, eventually he got Seth Rollins right where he wanted him, in the main event of Monday Night Raw in a lumberjack match.
Yeah, the authority said, you can't fight him. Okay, Corporate Kane couldn't fight him, so it's Demon Kane.
Yeah, Demon Kane, and I love how Hunter's last words to him are, don't screw this up.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, walks off, yeah. Leaves his mug behind.
Yeah, because he's no longer Corporate Kane, he's Demon Kane.
I still don't 100% discount the fact that Kane was probably 100% behind the authorities' travel problems tonight.
Oh, I would.
Because, you know, he's a scheming bastard like that, and totally came up with that.
Oh yeah, I think he had a lot to do with it.
Yep.
Just call me crazy.
So he can get Seth Rollins right where he wants him without, you know, any trouble from the authority. And I love how Kane gets thrown out and the lumberjacks want absolutely nothing to do with him.
Would you?
No, well, it is me.
In this fashion.
In this fashion, no.
Okay.
Oh, but you know, and then there's good guy Cesaro, who, you know, catches Seth Rollins as he tries to run away.
Yeah.
And Darren Young. We can't forget Darren Young. And they all throw him back.
So there was this moment where the lumberjacks are brawling, and then, you know, they're all beating down Kane, and Big E's doing a big splash, and Kane sits up, and Big E realizes, oh my god, I was screwed.
I've messed up. I have royally messed up. I am screwed. Oh god. And then Kane murders everybody.
Kane murders everybody. Seth Rollins, who will die in any horror film, staying around, try to pedigree him, ended up eating a tombstone for the 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I was surprised Seth Rollins did not book it out of there, because you would think he would book it out of there. Oh no, 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 that boy is just destined to die in a horror film.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh, yeah. So Monday Night Raw ends with Kane standing tall.
Over Seth Rollins' body.
Oh.
How much trouble is he going to be in next week? We'll have to find out.
And next week on this show, it will be Brock Lesnar, Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, and Ric Flair.
Which means you'll get to hear me complain about the amount of times they show The Thing.
Because they did a couple times tonight.
Can we let The Thing go?
We're trying to. We're trying to.
They just won't let it go.
They won't let it go. But this has been another edition of Raw Post Show Live right here on the Model Talk Radio Network. This Thursday, though, it's the Rack.
Yes, yes it is. Tune in. We have news. We have notes. We have stories. I'm not entirely sure what we're talking about.
NXT.
Beyond stuff.
NXT.
NXT. We have NXT. But beyond that, not entirely sure what we're talking about.
We'll figure it
but
out.
But it's stuff.
Stuff. Yeah. As it always is, it's the Rack. Thursday night, it's 10 p.m. Eastern. Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow the show on Twitter, Rack Radio Show, Facebook.com/Rack Radio Show. Same with YouTube. Saturday night, midnight edition, CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Follow the show on Twitter at CB Radio Live. Facebook.com/CB Radio Live. Twitter.com/CB Radio Live. CBRadioLive.com. #BlameRob. Sunday night's Russell Talk Radio with Tim Stein, Mason Omega at 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back right now here on Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. You can follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Lynn's Ward, LinsWard, and go to my website, psychworddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at Behance.net/Lynn's Ward, same as the Twitters. And don't forget to check out the Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Thanks to PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion and wrestling action figure needs. She's Lindsay, I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday for the Rack. And right back here for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.